top. No, you're...
Chaf, A.
Aleph. Okay, the Gemara is talking about, again, the verification.
21B1, right?
21B1. First column. It's lines in the top. It says, Amr Rav Safra, Amr Rav Abba, Amr Rav Yitzchok, by Shmuel, by Marsa, Amr Rav Huna. Guys had a lot of names. Or some people say Rav Huna, Amr Rav. Okay, the Gemara is discussing how a Bezdin, our court, can validate a document. Okay, sometimes you have signatures of witnesses. Some people say it's forged. It's not a real signature. And therefore it's not collectible, whatever. So the Gemara says like this. Shlosha sheyoshu l'kayim es hashtar. What happens if three judges sat down to verify a document? That it's legit. You know, that the signatures are good and the document is good. The problem is, in this case, shnayim makirim chsimis yidei edim. Two out of the three judges know the signature of the witnesses. They recognize them. Ve'echot eina makir. And one doesn't recognize it. So you have three judges, okay, and you have the signature of two witnesses, and you have three judges trying to validate the signatures. So two of the judges know the signatures. They can validate it themselves. The problem is the third one doesn't know that. So what do they do? He says, actually, chosmu, if they didn't sign the validation document, the certification, me'idim befanav, the two testify to the third judge, who doesn't know the signature. They testify that we know the signatures, that they're good. And then, the chesim, they could sign the document. So basically, because you need three judges to validate it. Correct? Now the question is, if two only know the witnesses, how does the third guy get there? So the two testify to the third that we know the signature. Now all three know the signatures, and they could sign it. But Mishachosma, once the two judges signed the document already, they cannot sign it that he should validate it. Okay? Because when they signed the document as two, it's a false document. Because they don't have it validated by three. Only two validated it. So then it's too late for them to testify to the third that it's a good signature because you don't have three people validating the document. In other words, before, it's a very easy concept. Before they signed the when you have a document, a loan document, yeah? You need to validate it. After Bezdin validates the document, they write a validation document, a certification that this document is good. Right? Now, you need a Bezdin of three to validate the signatures. In this case, only two out of the three knew the signatures. So that's not enough for a Bezdin. You need three. So they testify to the guy, to the third judge, that they know the signatures. So now he hears from reliable witnesses that they know the signatures. So now you have a Bezdin of three. That can only be, though, before they sign the document. Because if they sign the document before they testify to the third, they're signing it that we validated the document. That's not a true signature because you need three to validate it and only two signed it. And the third guy can't come along and sign it now.
Usually the judges recognize the signature, or we talk about the edim bringing.
Yeah, but this is a case that the two judges recognize the signature. Normally what you need is either the two witnesses themselves validate their signature, or two witnesses come and say, we know the signature. That's a normal case. But this is a different case, a different possibility. The judges know the signature of the witnesses, right? But only two out of the three know it. So if they didn't sign it yet, in other words, the certification was written. But in order to sign it, they need to testify to the third judge before they sign it. Once they sign it, it's too late.
What document is this referring to? Any document?
Any document that they need to validate, whether it's a loan document, a deed, a sale, No, whatever the document is, it doesn't matter. They need to validate it somehow.
In general, we say like two edim is enough, right? Two edim is like a third edim, right?
Right.
But for judges, we need three.
Three.
Two is not enough?
Nope. In fact, we're going to see later in the Gemara, if we get there today. The Gemara said this in Sanhedrin also. Shmuel said a statement that two judges that judge a case, it's kosher, but it's called a chutzpah bezdin. Bezdin chotzuf. Because you're supposed to have an odd number and the minimal bezdin. You can have an expert, yochid mumche, that's called. But as a rule, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, al tidon yechidi. Even, you know, you're always supposed to have a minimum of three. Three heads are better than one. Now, and you can't have, we were discussing this last night, but a chumash judge, you can't have an even number of judges. If you have six judges and three and three, so what do? You have a problem. See, in America, you have a jury is 12 people. So you have a hung jury is 1-6 and 6. And then you're back to where you started. Okay, but the Gemara statement was that you could write it, the certification, but you can't sign it. So now the Gemara asks, well, mi kasvinan? You don't even write. You're talking about signing it. The din is you don't even write until three judges validated the signatures. But where do we see this? V'amar ha-papi mishmei the Rava. Ha-papi said the name of Rava. Hayasharta the dayan. A judicial certification. Just the paper of certification. The nichtiv mekamei denach v'sadech simis yodeu. That was written before the witnesses testified that this is their signature. Psula is invalid. The mechzik kishika because it looks like a lie. In other words, like this. If Bezdin is sitting down, and this is very interesting halach, even though, by the way, the halach is not like this guy. The Gemara is going to say later halach, but this is what the Gemara is saying now. Bezdin is sitting there, and they know a guy is coming to validate the signature of the witnesses. Okay? So what they would do is they'll write up the certificate that it's valid, but they won't sign it until it's happened, until they actually validate the witnesses. So the Gemara said that's not a kosher document.
Because they imply.
Because what is the writing before it happened? How do you know it's going to happen?
Right.
But just by writing it, even though you didn't sign it, but just by writing it, it looks like a lie. And same thing, it's also going to look like a lie.
They show that they're predisposed.
Yeah, you're predisposing something before you know it happens. Now you know it's going to happen.
You affect the
so he says, you're right. Okay, don't say they signed it. Say like this. Actually, costful. If they didn't write the document yet, then the two judges testified to the third about the witnesses, and then they could sign it. Ma'idim b'fan of the two judges testified to the third judge that they know the signature of the witnesses, and then you have three judges. B'chaisim, then they couldn't write it and sign it. But Misha Kosu, once the document was written, ma'idim b'fan of b'chaisim, it's too late. You can't testify. It's not going to be good. Okay, so this is the din what the Gemara says. And that's to review the din, because the Gemara is going to learn three basic laws from this din. It says like this. There's signatures that need to be validated. If two judges know the signature and one doesn't, the two testify to the third, okay, then they all become judges, then they all become judges, and they can write the certification and sign it. That's the din that was just mentioned, okay? Shema mino tlas. From here we learn three dinim, the Gemara says. Number one, aid. Nasa Dayan, a witness could become a judge. Because what happens? These two judges are testifying on the signatures, and then right after, to the third guy, and then they become a bezdin of three. Right? That means the witnesses are becoming judges. Shmamina, another thing that we know, Dayanim hamakirim chsimis yidei oedim. From this then we see another din. What happens if all three would know the signatures? Then you don't need witnesses to come and testify that they know the signatures. Right? The only case over here, because the one guy doesn't know. But if all three would know, obviously they can just validate the document. So the second thing they say, Shema Mino, the second thing we learn, that Yonim Hamakirim Chsimis Yedei Aidim, the judges that recognize the signature of the witnesses, Ein Tzrichim Lohoi Bifneim, others don't need to testify. These two themselves, I mean the three judges themselves, could automatically validate the document without even any testimony. And the third thing, Ushma Mina, the third thing is, Dayanim She'em Akirim Chsimis Yedeyedim, that a judge that doesn't recognize his signature, Tzrichim Lohay Bifnei Kol Echad Ve'Echad. It's necessary for the witnesses to testify in front of each one of the judges. What?
What is the third one?
I'm in the middle of it. That if the judges don't know the signatures, right?
All three?
None of them or one of them?
It doesn't matter. Let's see. And none of them know.
Okay.
The witnesses have to come and say their testimony to each one of the judges.
Verbally?
Verbally. No, they can do it together, but you need all three there. It's not enough just to come to one of the judges and say, we know the signatures. Because what happened over here? Two judges know the signature, but they still need the third. Okay? So the Gemara says, we learn out three interesting din. By the way, this din, Eid Nasadayin, is not in all cases. Okay?
What is it?
Eid Nasadayin, that a witness becomes a judge. The Gemara is soon going to discuss, it's not in all, in all cases. Normally, a witness cannot become a judge. Normally, ain't Eid Nasadayin. Oh, he hears them because rabbinic, and therefore the Chacham allowed it.
So these three are Chidushim?
Yeah. In other words, based on the din, that there's all the guys, Rav Hamnuna ended up being the one, that was Rav that said it, yeah? Rav Hun in the name of Rav, that again, two testify to the third, and then they become the Bezdin. So number one, you see a witness becomes a judge. Number two, that if the judges know the signatures, you don't need witnesses to tell them. And thirdly, when you do need witnesses to validate it, they have to tell each one of the judges. I mean, you can do it together, but you can't tell only one judge or two judges. They have to tell all three judges. Okay? Now he says like this. Maskala Ravashi. So Ravashi says, nope. There's no proof to all three dinim, only to the first one. He said, Bishlem Eid Nasadayin, the din that a witness becomes a judge. Okay, that's Shema Mina, that we see clearly from this case. Because the judges were first witnesses, and then they become judges. Aladayin Amakirim Chsimis Yedei Eidim. But the din that you said we learned from here, that judges that know the signature, Ein Tzrichim Lohay Bifneim, they don't have to testify, the judges themselves can testify. He said, maybe no. Dilma La'ilim Eimelach Tzrichim. Maybe you do need to testify. Maybe you do need to testify in front of the judges. And it's not enough that the judges recognize the signature. Maybe not. I overhear that it sounds that it is. Is Shani Hochada Kamakaima Agoda Bachad. Because here is different, because the testimony is given to the one judge who doesn't recognize the signature. In other words, like this. Our Gemara says that because two know the signature, so they're good to go. It's the third guy that needs to be testified to, right? The third judge who doesn't know. But he says, that doesn't mean that if all three judges know the signatures, no witnesses have to testify. Maybe over here is different because there is a testimony to one of the judges at least. How do you know that if all three judges know the signature, you don't need any testimony? You can't prove it from our case, because our case, there is a testimony to one of the judges at least. The two judges are testifying to the third judge that it is, so you're having witnesses testifying. How do you know that if all three know the signature, where there is no testimony, how do you know it's good? Maybe over here is only good because there is testimony to the third judge that is good.
Why do you need testimony?
The Gemara said, one of the three dinim we learn out from this case is that if judges know the signature, you don't have to have testimony. Correct? Normally you need testimony to testify.
But all these two, they know, right?
Yeah. Because the Torah says it has to be Alpi Shnayim Eidim. So this is a chiddush that they want to derive from our case, that if the judges know the signatures, they don't need testimony. Normally in Torah says you want something to, and last week's Parsha, right? Torah says, Parsha Shaftim, you want something, you need the testimony. Alpi Shnayim Eidim. That's it. Normally you need to testify. So here we're saying a big chiddush, the Gemara said, yeah, that if all three judges know the signatures, you don't need witnesses to validate it. Correct? He says, what's the proof from our case? Maybe you do need witnesses to testify. Our case, that's because at least there is a testimony of two witnesses, the two judges, to the third judge. There is a testimony going on.
The testimony has to be, according to this municipality.
Yeah, but first the Gemara said that you don't need testimony at all. If all three judges know the signature, you don't need testimony. Even though the Torah normally says you do need testimony. So Gemara says it's not a proof from this case. Because in our case, there is a testimony of the two judges to the third judge. How do you know that if there's no testimony at all three judges know the signature, how do you know it's good? Maybe it's not good. So it's not a proof. And he says, Dayanim she'makirim chsimis yidei ha'edim. And the judges that don't, in the case where the judges don't know the signature, tzrichim lohay b'fnei kol echad v'echad, that we say you need to testify in front of all of them. So he says, no, maybe not. Le'melech ainet tzrichim. Maybe you don't need to say the testimony in front of each one of the judges. Maybe you can only tell one judge. Why do the two have to testify? Because that judge doesn't know, maybe you have to testify only to one judge. Murray said that the judges, yeah, don't know the signature, you need to testify to each one. So Gemara said, how do you know from our Gemara you need to testify to each one? Maybe you only need to testify to one. Like in this case, they only testify to one of the judges. How do you know you need all three? Okay? So Lepoel, the Gemara says like this. That a witness becomes a judge, that we know for sure. Because the two judges testify, and then they become judges. Right? He said, that then is clear. Eid Nasadayin. But the other two cases, that you don't need any testimony at all, if all three judges need it, maybe not true. Maybe you do need eye over here because it was testimony. Maybe over here, you don't need to tell each one of the judges, just one judge, and that's it. But now the Gemara is going to discuss now this very important concept, by the way, of Eid Nasa Dayan, of a witness becoming a judge. And the Gemara is going to question it. In our case, the two judges become witnesses to testify they know the signature to the third judge, and then they become judges. Right? So the Gemara says a witness becomes a judge. So the Gemara says it's not true. Yosef Rababu was sitting, and he was telling this din of Eid Nasadayin, that a witness becomes a judge. Hey, said Rav Safra to Rav Abba. So Rav Safra said to Rav Abba, what are you talking about? There's a Mishnah. Ra'u Shleisha. What happens if three people saw the moon? There's a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, okay? Now, don't forget, it's pre-calendars. Yeah? What's so funny? The witnesses come, they see the moon, they testify to Beis Din. Yeah? And then Beis Din rules Rosh Chodesh. Now, what happens if the Beis Din saw the moon? Like this, Beis Din didn't see the moon. Other people saw the moon. They came to Beis Din. Huh?
They don't need to testify when the Beis Din...
So the Mishnah says, Rosh Leisha V'Hein Beis Din. What happens if three people of a Beis Din saw the moon? So what do they do? So it says like this. Yamdu Shnayim, two of them should get up to testify. V'yashiva mechavereim eitel ha-yachid. They take two other judges, put them to the third judge. V'yayidu b'fneim, and they testify in front of them. V'yayimu mekudish mekudish. Okay? So Moshe says like this, a very simple case. Bezdin's walking in the street, and you see the moon. Okay? Now, Bezdin can't just say, okay, Mekudesh. Right? Because you need, again, testimony. So what do? Two out of the three become witnesses. The third judge takes another two people with him to make a Bezdin of three. The two testify to the Bezdin. And then the three Bezdin says Mekudesh. What do you see from there?
It doesn't become a Dayan.
You see clearly the witnesses, the two Bezdin guys, can become a judge. Because why can't they just see it and then be the Bezdin? And he says, Shein ha-yachid nemen ha-yidei-atmi. He's not believed to sanctify the moon. So therefore, the single person. So he needs to take another two. And the original two testify they saw the moon. Correct? So he says, V'isal kadai toch eid nasa dayin, but if you tell me that a witness becomes a judge, lama le kulahai, why do I need all this hassle? Beduchtai leise beduchtai, let the judges sit before the third one, let them all sit down together, and lekachin, they'll sanctify the moon. From this Mishnah, you see clearly the witnesses can become the judges, because you need to get other judges. But if the witnesses can become the judges, why can't they? So what do you see from there? That a witness can become a judge. Why not? Because judges need to hear testimony. And if they're the witnesses, how could they hear testimony? So how could you say, Eid Nasadayin?
The other one, they're secondary witnesses for the signatures. Here is a primary witness that is looking at the moon.
You're bringing up a good point, but the bottom line is they're still testifying on the signature of the witnesses.
It's a question.
What?
Let's say you have a moon, right? So they say it's a full moon. So okay, that's a new month.
No. Full moon is not a full moon. Full moon is the 15th of the month.
Yeah.
The Rosh Chodesh is when the moon is very tiny. You barely see it.
Oh, is that right?
The full moon is on the 15th of the Hebrew month.
Yeah, but what if you can't see the full moon or the full moon?
Yeah, if it's cloudy, you're not going to see it.
Yeah, so how
So Bezdin figures it out scientifically.
So let's say they see a moon, and then some witnesses say, well, I can't see it. So then what happens?
If two witnesses see the moon, they come to Bezdin.
Okay, all right, but how would you know? My point is, they know it's the new month is coming.
Right.
But what if the whole month is covered? The moon is covered.
But I'm saying, in Eretz Yisrael, they had lived in different cities. So one city might be cloudy, the other city wouldn't be cloudy. So if a witness in a different city saw the moon, they would come to Bezdin.
And they know a particular time of the month?
Yeah.
Okay. It must be scientific.
The reason it doesn't become a Dayan is not because of Nogea Bedava? They cannot judge correctly then?
No, we'll see in the Gemara soon. The point is like this. One of the reasons, in fact, he brings this down at the bottom.
Do they count? Like, how will they know?
No, the point, well, I don't know what he says. The point over here is like this. One of the reasons why a witness cannot be a judge, even though L'chaira, he's the best judge. I mean, if a Bezdin is walking in the street and they saw a murder, don't you think that's better than witnesses coming to testify to the sort of murder?
Sort
Because that's the question, is the guy lying, not lying? Here, the Bezdin saw them, so what could be better than that? So the answer is, the Gemara learns out, one of the answers. Because it says, v'shafto eida, v'itzilo eida. The judges have to be not neger b'davar. They have to be unbiased. Once they see it, seeing is so powerful that you'll never change your mind. Hearing testimony of witnesses, it's re'iya versus shmiya. When you see something, if I see this cup on the table, you could bring a million proofs it's not there. Tough luck, I saw it. Okay? But if you want to explain to me logically, and I understand it, and then you prove to me differently, yeah, you could prove to me I'm wrong. Right? Because it's only understanding. When Bezdin hears witnesses, it's not 100% in their mind, because they can hear other witnesses that say the opposite. So that they could still be, you know, pariv. They could still be unbiased in their decision. Once they saw it, they can never be what's called vihitzilu ha'ida. It's not enough to judge. They have to be able to save the person. That's what the Torah wants. You have to be unbiased. Once you see it, you can't be.
But this itself,
this doesn't apply by Kiddush Levana. What do I care, Kiddush Levana? I mean, by Kiddush HaChodesh, right? But over here, the Gemara is saying there's a different reason. Because the Torah says you need testimony. The judges are not witnesses. The judges are judges. And if the judges are going to rule on the case based on what they saw, you don't have verbal testimony. Api shnayim edim yakum davar. So the Gemara asks, from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, it comes out clearly that the judges the witnesses cannot become judges. Therefore, you need to get another judge, and these two become witnesses, and they're not judges. So how can we say in our Gemara that Eid Nasadayin, that the two witnesses, the judges, can testify that on the signature, and then they do the decision. And he says like this, Amalei, so he answered him back, you know, after the Dikashali, I also had the question. And Rav asked Rav, they kept asking the question over, and Rav said to them very simple, testimony of the Chedesh is min ha-Torah. Kiyim shtar is Rabbanim, but validating documents is only mid Rabbanim. Okay? Meaning like this, like we said before. Biblically, any biblical law needs proper testimony. And therefore, the witness cannot become the judge. The witness cannot become the judge. Why by validation of documents? Because Minatera, it's a good document. Minatera, it's a good document. You want on? It's rabbinic. So rabbinic, the chacham let the witness become the judge.
But if you need a testimony, who cares? The judges say the testimony or regular regime say this one. Testimony is testimony. No?
Yeah, but normally, biblically, when you see a document in court, the assumption is it's a good document.
A signed document.
It's a good document. Chacham came along, maybe it was forged, maybe a lie, maybe, you know, so it's different.
And so what?
So therefore, only by documentation can we allow the witnesses to become judges. Therefore, the two judges could testify to the third judge, and then they can become a bezdin. But by Torah cases, you can't. In capital cases, in everything like that, you can't do it. That's what he said. If a bezdin sees a murder, they cannot sit as judges on the case. Because Torah says you need testimony. Where it's only rabbinically needed the testimony, So over there, the Chacham said, yeah, a Jew witness could become a judge. Okay, now the Gemara starts a new thing. Okay, 21b3, beginning of the second column in this. In this Gemara, it's Chofala from Midbeis, three lines in the end of the page. Okay? Amir Abab, Amir Abun, Amir Abun. This is, I mean, similar, it's a connection, but it's a new case. Shleshi Sheyoshu Lekayim Es Hashtar. Three judges sat to validate the document. Again, just to make sure it shouldn't be forged, whatever, they validated the document. The Karder, Irer, Al Echameem, and somebody raises a challenge against one of the judges that he's not kosher. So one guy is coming and disqualified one of the judges. So he says like this. Actually, Chosmu, before the other two judges signed the document, Me'idin Olav, the two judges can testify about the third judge in a different court that he's kosher. V'chaisim, and then they could sign the certification with them. Misha Chosmu, once they signed, and Me'idin Olav V'chaisim, they can't do it anymore. Okay, meaning like this. If three people sat down to validate a document, somebody comes from the street and says, there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Rabbi Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, yeah? Now somebody comes and says, Reuven's not kosher. The world's going to ask, what are they disqualifying him with, okay? They say, he's not kosher. So Gemara says like this. If Shimon and Levi didn't sign the document yet, the certification document, yeah, they can testify in a different court that Reuven is kosher. And then the three of them could sign the document. But if Shimon and Levi already signed the document, the certification document, then they're not allowed to testify that Reuven is a good guy. Why? Because if they signed it as a court, they're going to have to say the third guy is good. Otherwise, you know what it looks like? They sat down with a crook. So then, once they sign it as a court, they're negay bedover, they're negay in the testimony, because they have to testify that the guy's kosher. Otherwise, it looks back for them. So they're not believed. If they didn't sign any papers yet, so they're not a court yet. Then they, as witnesses, could testify the third guy is a kosher guy, and then three of them could sign as a Beis Din. But if they signed the document already, the two out of the three, and now somebody says Reuven is no good, so then they can't testify in a court that Reuven is good because they already signed as a court. And they for sure are going to say Reuven is good. Because there's a din, and this is an irrelevant also. I'll tell you one second. You're not allowed to sit as a Beis Din without knowing who the other two guys are. It's Halach and Shechun Aruch. A judge cannot sit with two other people in the Beis Din unless if he knows they're honest people. And if he doesn't know them, you're not allowed to sit with them. Because you don't know, maybe they're dishonest. So over here, once the two signed, as a court, they signed the certification document, they cannot testify anymore that Reuven's kosher because they're going to be forced to testify he's kosher. If not, they don't look good.
How did they sign these two? They used the third one, no? Because we needed three judges.
The two signed, and then somebody brought a question on the third.
But they cannot sign two. We need three to sign.
Yeah, but you can't sign at the same time.
Does it matter what the document was about?
They're validating a document.
It doesn't matter what. No.
What if none of them...
What's the point of making the third judge when his judgment is going to be based on the testify of the...
No, they're saying he's a kosher judge.
Okay, what's the point?
Irurim doesn't mean they proved him not to be good. A question came up about the validity of the third judge. Nothing definite. Somebody who was murdered. Okay, brought a question. So if they testify he's a kosher person... Then he's a kosher person. Then the three are kosher
best. He's not going to say anything new that the other two witnesses or judge.
No, they testify. They know that he's a good person. But soon the Gemara is going to ask what question came up. Is he a ganef or is it, he's not a kosher Jew? I mean, like, the Gemara is going to discuss what the issue is. Let me tell you something. You know, a lot of times you have a din Torah, okay, and you have to sign the Psak Halacha. What do you think, the Bezin gets together and they sign it? I don't know, many times, that guy brought me the document, I signed it, he brought it to the next Rav to sign it.
In another state, another country?
No, the three people have to sit together. But sometimes when you type it up, you have to get signatures, right? So it could be, the guys could have gone home already.
Right.
Okay, so what do you do?
So you could have been in New York, and by the time you finished...
Yeah, it could be in LA, and then, so what would they do? They'll either send me the paper to sign. So the three judges don't sign at the same time necessarily, right? So now what happened? Two signed, and before the third guy signed, somebody said, 1 minute, he's not good. So then the Gemara says, it's too late. If they didn't sign it yet, then they could testify in another court, obviously, that he is a good person, and then the three could sign because you have three kosher judges. But once they signed already, they can't testify anymore because then they get a bedavar.
But could it be that they once before signed with this third Reuven?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he didn't become bad afterwards.
I'm saying, does it matter? Is it a gebedavar then? Because they were with him then, so it's a chashash. Maybe if they're disqualifying him now, it's going to look bad on them for...
No, they're disqualifying him now for this case.
I know, but they just signed it 6 months ago with him before or whatever. I don't know.
That's not going to be good. It has to be on this particular case.
Would also smell a little bit if they signed with him before, a couple months before.
Yeah, but maybe then he was good, and then later he became a ganef or whatever. Yeah? In fact, the Gemara says, Iru demai. What type of challenge was against this judge? Ilema Iru de gazlonusa. If somebody says he is mamashed ganef. Okay? So he says, even if that's the case, Gemara says, even if they signed, right, they still can't. Top of the page, Trey Ninu, two people say he's not a ganef, two people say he is a ganef, right? And then, his status is still in doubt. Well, this is what Rashi learns, at least. What happened over here is like this. Irur, by the way, it doesn't mean a guy just comes and says, two witnesses came and said, the way the Gemara is learning now, that he's a ganef. Right? So the Gemara says, even if two people say he's a ganef, and two people say he's not, the two judges say he's not, it's two against two. They cancel out, and the doubt still remains. So what's the difference if they signed it or not? Even if they didn't sign it, they can't. Because two and two. Okay, so he says, and if the blemish in the family, like that they testify, the guy was a slave, and therefore he's not allowed to testify, I mean, not to be a judge because he's a slave. So Gilim El Sivama, the testimony is merely a clarification. In other words, you could check it out. What do you need witnesses for? Check out if the guy's a slave or not. So Gemara says like this, what case of irid are we talking about? If it's an irid that the guy's a ganef, so it's two against two, so anyway, it's no good. What's the difference if they signed it or not?
Well, if they signed it, then they couldn't be two witnesses for Reuven, because they already signed it, and they're negebedavar.
Yeah, but I'm saying even if they didn't sign it yet, they can't.
But even if they did, you're saying what's the difference if they did or didn't? If they did already, they're connected to him.
It doesn't mean they're a ganef. I mean...
No, but they're going to be biased.
Right. But the Gemara's question is, why? If that's the case, why did you say if they didn't sign yet? They could testify against the guy, even if they testify that he's good, but two people testified he's not good.
Right.
See, the problem over here, Tosfos asks on this opinion of Rashi, and therefore... Tosfos learns a different opinion. Tosfos says, if two cancel out two, what do you do? You keep status quo.
Which is good.
Which the guy's good. Right? Two cancel out two means they both don't exist. Now, normally a person has a chazaka being good. A normal person, unless if you know differently, a chazaka, that he's kosher. So Tzitzit's like, what's the Gemara's question? According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's question? But he brings down that other people answer Rashi, because even if he's good, he still cannot extract money
from someone else,
and that chazaka of money is better than the chazaka of being a good person. So that's how
to force somebody to give up money to give to somebody else, he has to be
the chazaka of money.
Right.
In other words, that I have money in my possession, that it's mine, is very strong. Okay. A good person, yeah, it's a chazaka being a good person, but it's not a chazaka as powerful as I own money. I own money, it's very powerful. So because there's a doubt, even though because of the doubt, you put him back on the chazaka. Yeah? But that doubt that was casted, even though we don't listen to it anymore, is not sufficient for him to be a judge to extract money from somebody. Because what are they validating the document with? By validating the document, documents are made to extract money. Not to save money. Right? A document is IOU, so it's to extract money. So it's not going to be good enough. It's a lot of interesting stuff. But Tosfos learns a whole different way. It's not the judges, it's two people and another two witnesses. It's nothing to do with the judges.
Just two are separate against two separate, not the judges.
Not the judges. If they didn't sign it, one of the Alechem Me'idin Shneim and Ashuk Olav Chaisim, right. Yeah, but if they signed it already, so it's a problem. Because then they're going to be biased. Oh, so now the Gemara, what case of Ira are we talking about? The Gemara says like this. La'elam emaloch Ira de Gazanusa. I tell you, the real thing is he was a ganef. Yeah? He was a ganef. If that's the case, it's two against two, what's the story? He says no. The ka'amre, the judges are saying, we know that he did tshuva. In other words, two people testify the guy's a ganef. Right? The two judges testify, not that he's not a ganef, because then it's two against two. They say, yes, he was a ganef, but he did tshuva. So they're not contradicting the first group of witnesses.
How can you know if somebody did tshuva?
Oh, this is in Shchunot, there's a din. If a guy steals, how do you know he does tshuva? When he goes to a different place where nobody knows him and he gives back money that he really didn't have to give back and he gives it back anyway. He did tshuva. He gave back the stolen property. Well, I mean, whatever it is. So then it's not two against two. If two say he's a ganef and two say he's not a ganef, then it's two against two and they cancel each other out. But if two people say he's a ganef and there's two people say, yeah, but he did tshuva, they're not contradicting the first group.
And which one wins?
The second one. He did tshuva. The first group doesn't know that he didn't do tshuva.
Right.
They're not testifying that he didn't do tshuva.
Right.
They testify he stole.
They have additional information.
They have additional information that the guy did tshuva. So then he would be believed. But this Bukhal, this is interesting, Rambani brings on over here that any time two witnesses argue, two say yes and two say no, let's say, they cancel each other out. Sometimes you can't even leave it the way it was either. Because the whole thing of chazakah cannot go against witnesses. It's a complicated issue. Like, what do you do in these cases? Okay.